G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 10 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time with the fullness of redemption. We have looked together at the 8 covenants in the Old Testament of the Bible, made between God and humanity. Now we fast forward to the time of the Gospels and the start of the New Testament of the Bible. After the last of the Old Testament prophets spoke, Malachi around 444 BC, there was a silence from God for about 400 years. During that time, quite a few people came claiming to be the Messiah or Savior that Israel was waiting for and had been promised in those covenants we looked at. They proved to be false messiahs because they could not back up their claims. Israel as a country is now occupied by the Romans, and while some people of Israel were in that country, a lot were dispersed throughout the vast Roman Empire. Into this world came a man of such significance that he splits history into 2 bits, BC and AD. This man we know as Jesus Christ, and he claimed to be the long-awaited for Messiah. But how was he different from those messiahs before that proved to be false? Let's start by having a look in the stories about his life, the Gospels of the New Testament. Instead of glimpsing from afar and looking at it broadly, now let's glimpse in closely and very narrowly at these books. How do we find out about this Jesus? There are a number of sources outside of the Bible that make reference to this man. However, in the Bible and in that section called the New Testament, we have 4 accounts of his life. They are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are called Gospels, and they are called that because they give substance to the good news of God which had been promised in the New Covenant. We know that Jesus Christ during his time on earth wrote nothing, yet the stories about him were preserved and passed on by his followers. For the first 30 years or so, these stories were collated and stored together. That would explain the similarity in the 4 accounts of his life. They are not an exhaustive biographical detail of all that Jesus did. Similarly, they are also not diaries reflecting a daily account of Jesus' life. Rather, they are selective accounts of his life and were probably factual illustrations used by his followers when preaching about him. Therefore, they would represent the theology of the disciples as each story about Jesus is told. That is why they are trustworthy accounts, as well as rooting Jesus' life in first century Judaism and the Greco-Roman world. The first 3 of our Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are what are called the Synoptic Gospels. This is based on their great similarity and possible use of a common source. Mark was probably the first Gospel, as it is shorter in length than Matthew or Luke, and it would appear that Matthew and Luke used Mark as a guide and elaborated where required. Mark wrote none of the great discourses of Matthew, such as the Sermon on the Mount, and nor does Mark show the great parables that Luke recorded. Surely if Mark had used either the accounts of Matthew or Luke, he would have used examples from those 2, such as the Sermon on the Mount or the parable of the Good Samaritan. Matthew is closer in similarity to Mark than Luke. Luke does share large portions of Mark, and quite often verbatim, and with a greater use of the Greek language, which was native to Luke. John, on the other hand, while still telling about Jesus' ministry, has vastly different story content. Whereas in those synoptic gospels, Jesus talks about the kingdom of God frequently. In the Gospel of John, Jesus talks about himself much more often, as in the 7 I am statements, and we will look at them together later on. And for this reason, John was probably written much later than those other Gospels. Let's look very briefly now at what each of those Gospels offer about the life of this man, Jesus Christ. As we do so, think through how the covenant promising Messiah or Saviour match up with this man. Firstly, Matthew. Matthew wrote primarily to Jews who knew the Old Testament. He wrote to present Jesus as the Messiah to Israel and to record Israel's attitude towards him as their Messiah. Matthew gives us the genealogy, presentation, and the authentication of Jesus as this Christ or Messiah. Matthew then shows the nation of Israel's opposition to and rejection of Jesus as the Christ, or as the Messiah or Saviour, and this is followed by Jesus' rejection of Israel due to their unbelief. Matthew then goes on to record the death and subsequent resurrection of Jesus, and he concludes with Jesus commissioning the disciples. And then secondly, Mark. Mark presents Jesus as the servant of the Lord, coming in fulfillment of the Old Testament. You may have seen that in the covenants. Jesus offers his credentials, gathers his disciples or followers, offers the kingdom of God and its message of good news. Jesus' teaching is seen in short parables, which hide the truth from those hardened against him, yet prepares and instructs those who are responsive to him. Overall, Jesus calls those who follow him to serve others and to deny themselves by taking up their own cross, just as he took up his. And then Luke. Thirdly, Luke. Luke presents Jesus as the God-man, as a Saviour or Messiah, not just for Israel, but for the entire world, and he writes primarily to Gentiles. He does this from a broad vantage point that is compatible with the fact that he's a Greek. Luke traces the incarnation, Jesus' introduction, ministry, rejection, subsequent teaching in view of his rejection, the cross of Jesus, the resurrection and ascension of Jesus. And even though a Gentile or non-Jew, Luke emphasizes the kingdom program with Israel's place in the kingdom. And then fourthly and finally, John. John the Apostle presents the person and work of Jesus Christ so that all mankind would believe in Jesus as this Son of God, Messiah, Saviour of the world, the entire world, not only for Israel. His selective argument portrays Jesus as the God-man. John records miracles and messages that affirm the deity and humanity of Jesus, that is, both Jesus as a God and as a man. John builds his record around the public ministry of Jesus, the private ministry, the cross, and the resurrection. And as we continue our series and we delve into the life of Jesus Christ, taking glimpses of that life, bear in mind what glimpses the Old Testament offered about a Saviour or Messiah figure. Think through those eight covenants we looked at and how they looked forward to that figure portrayed as a Saviour or Messiah. And as you do so, think just how Jesus Christ was that person. Thank you.